Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
What is your life? It is but a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. James chapter 4, verse 14. Were we to end the story there, end the picture there, life would be very bleak and often meaningless. But thank goodness the story doesn't end there. The Bible tells us that, yes, we're all going to die, Hebrews 9, verse 27, that life is not going to be very long, Job chapter 14, verse 1, but the Bible also tells us that we have a better place awaiting us and that death for the child of God is not a bad thing. In our study of encouraging verses, I believe Psalm 116, verse 15 is highly encouraging. The Scripture says, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints." You know, one of the things that bothers us the most, one of the things that makes us lament and weep more than anything else, is the loss of a loved one or our impending death. But when we think about it from a Christian standpoint, death is not an evil, ugly, dark day. The death of a Christian is precious in God's sight because that is one of His children coming home. John also was encouraged by these words in Revelation 14, verse 13. The Holy Spirit said, "Blessed are those who die in the Lord. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them." For the faithful child of God, it is precious and it is blessed when we pass from this life. Well, why is that the case? Friend, do we realize that you can't get to heaven without dying first? That death is not the end. It's actually the beginning. That death is the beginning of something far grander and far more wonderful than we could ever imagine. That being the case, how we ought to be encouraged by passages like these to stay faithful, to make sure that we're right with God, not just to claim Christianity in name only, Luke 6:46, but to be the type of people who are willing to submit to God daily. Friend, are you sure that your death will be a day of rejoicing? Have you obeyed the gospel? Have you repented and been baptized for the remission of your sins, Acts 2:38? Are you walking in newness of life? And are you sure that if life ends right now, it'll be precious for you?
God be the glory. This is the gospel of Christ.